And they recorded snow as far south as Miami.
Oh.
Well, I don't think there's ever been any recorded down there at the recording station before.
I bet all the people who've gone out had spent a winter vacation.
Probably did. Now, in West Florida, they had 3 snows this winter enough to record, and that's the first time they're going to have 3 in one winter, I believe, so. But we, sometime I was growing watermelons, and the weather report said at noon it was good hot weather. Home in February that it'd be freezing the next morning. I went out there and stopped them from working the watermelon and put them to covering them. They're real small, trying to save them. Back then we opened up the watermelon deal. Now they open it up down South Florida, so whether you get early ones then or not don't matter that much around here. It was hot all evening, and then it was just as still just about sundown, and then there's just a little puff of wind come out of the west, and it just like come off ice. And at 9 o'clock that night it was snowing, and they was of course it was a little bit wind out in the bed, but they was snow backed up 3 feet high by the wind the side of the building out here the next morning, and stayed there for 2 days. But just looking out on the street, you couldn't see them. But where the wind had drove it up there, and probably snowed a little bit more. Some people said it was sleet, but it was snow.
You did hurricanes give you much trouble around here?
Well, we haven't had a hurricane in some time, and as a rule, they don't bother a whole lot. They, of course, a lot of times they'll blow part of the roof off your house or something like that and get wet inside, or sometimes break out, blow the top out of a tree, and some of it may hit a window and break it or something like that. But the force of the wind has done broke the time it gets here, to the extent that there's really not a whole lot of damage. A lot of times if a late storm comes, it blows the fruit around so bad that a lot of it'll fall off. But ordinarily, right on the coast is where they get most of the damage from a hurricane.
Did many tornadoes come? Did you have many tornadoes in
here? We don't have a whole lot of tornadoes. There's several. I never have been in one. I've been to where they was right after they happened. And they have been several bad ones in this area. Over at Sorrento in 1928, I believe it was, one dipped down and just completely leveled about half of the town. That's over here in the east side of the county. One, a little small one, dipped down at Howard. Citrus development out there, and it picked up, I believe it was 19 big grapefruit trees, just picked them up like you'd had a giant crane or something picked them up and carried them about 100 yards and dropped them in a clay pit. I thought that was very unusual, and probably was. But most of the damage that you hear of the last few years is, of course, it dipped down in a trailer park. Then in a regular substantial building, it probably wouldn't have done much damage. Of course, once you get rough enough, it'll tear up most anything. But in trailer parks, it'll turn over a few. As a rule, we're not bothered with real bad tornadoes like there are out in Arkansas and Oklahoma in that area.